Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it. Some of us are old enough to remember when 10, 11, 12-year-old newsboys were on the corner getting your attention to buy a paper. Well, there aren't too many newsboys on the streets anymore, are there? But our TV news and our internet and cable news have found ways to kind of call our attention with these big blasts of videos in the beginning. Headlines, big headlines. Well, for the last several months, you and I have heard over and over and over about the terrible opioid crisis in our country. Story after story with all kinds of astounding statistics, sad pictures. Well, today's Inquirer got to the last licks. Inside on a picture here, it says, right along this railroad tracks in Kensington, you know, like a mile and a half strewn with trash and used needles and all kinds of debris. And then how about the librarians that get called in the middle of their shift to go outside and give an antidote to someone who OD'd right in the front of the park? Well, today, a closed church in Kensington, it used to call the Cathedral of Kensington Ascension, has been taken over by drug addicts. See, all that crap is happening out there in North Philadelphia, Southwest Philadelphia, and inner Delaware County. Not here, right? Sadly, 2 weeks ago, out there, came right here. One of our young adults overdosed in his own bed in his own home. Imagine you in my place, standing in the living room with mom and dad, with the grandparents, a little brother, and a bunch of cousins, while Upper Yukon Township police wait for the coroner to come to examine the poor boy's body lying in the bed. See, all that out there, it's also right here. We read every day in the papers terrible stories about mass shootings, about terrorist bombers, suicide bombers, and random violence, and it's all out there. Except this Inquirer also clues the 15th story in a row about that young lady that was road rage shot right there on 101, 100, and 202, huh? Out there, right here in beautiful northern Chester County. Wow. Can you share and taste and feel the terrible sadness and the total confusion and lack of understanding on the part of the family of Bianca Robeson when her daughter, just driving home from school, comes no more? How many of our own families have come here today with a painful experience of the struggle of addiction in their own lives and the lives of someone they love? There's a dark, deep, painful, difficult, burdensome world we live in. And then the gospel, Jesus comes along and says, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Is he crazy? Where's the rest? How can we be men and women of hope in the midst of this kind of world? Where do we find the courage and the strength to believe in something more in the midst of all this ugliness? If there is not a world beyond this world, if there's not a world that we cannot see with our eyes, we can't touch with our hands, we can't comprehend with our brains, a life where there is no more addiction, there is no more terminal illness, there is no more random violence, if there's not another world we're called to by God, we don't have an answer to this stuff. Even as we go about in the world of medicine and law enforcement and legality to try to address these pains in our community, we need to reach beyond that to something more. We followers of Jesus dare to hope that that same promise that the Spirit of God that raised Jesus up from the dead will raise us up too, to a life where we're finally immune from all the ugliness of the world. Without faith in something more, we have no hope to endure what we face day to day. So I ask you today for two simple prayers. For the families of the young man in our community who died, for Bianca Robinson's family, for all those families among us and around us that suffer the burden of an unexplainable, incalculable loss for no reason by violence and addiction, for us who struggle to still believe in hope in a world that's so dark and verdant. God, give us the strength to trust, to believe, to hope in the midst of the darkness. Because our world needs us to give them hope if all of these diseases of the flesh are to be overcome. Read all about it, but don't stop there. Pray about it too.